This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, and today I want to talk to you about two ancient saints of the Christian Church, so ancient they're what we can actually call biblical. Saints Timothy and Saint Titus. Both Timothy and Titus were bishops in the early church. They were disciples or companions of Saint Paul, who of course taught them the gospel and led them in the ways of the Lord Jesus. So who are these two men? Well, let's start with Timothy. Timothy was born in Lystra, which is in what is today Turkey. So we don't think of Turkey as a Christian country, but in the ancient world, given its proximity to the Middle East, there were many Christians in Turkey. When Paul passed through Turkey as part of his second missionary journey, he chose Timothy as a companion because he was, as the Acts of the Apostles says, highly esteemed by the brethren of Lystra and Iconium. Having become a Christian, having been baptized during St. Paul's first missionary journey, Timothy had a sense of spirit of what Paul was up to. So according to the New Testament, Timothy was the child of a Greek father and a Jewish mother, Eunice, who eventually became a Christian. Paul also tells us that Timothy's grandmother, Lois, was instrumental in Timothy's growth in the Christian faith. Timothy would travel with St. Paul to Macedonia, Thessalonica, and Corinth. We can think of the letters to the Thessalonians and the Corinthians. On two occasions when Paul was imprisoned, Timothy actually was sent to give him support. And according to ancient tradition, Timothy became the bishop of Ephesus, which is a special place having been the last town, the last residence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Like St. Timothy, Titus was also a convert. Unlike Timothy, however, Titus was born to a pagan family, so we might think that Timothy had a little bit of an advantage having had a Jewish mother in understanding some of the prophecies about Christ. Titus accompanied Paul and Barnabas to the Council of Jerusalem, where Paul received official approbation from Peter and from the rest of the church to proclaim the gospel among the Gentiles. Paul would later express great trust in Titus as an intermediary, because Titus worked for peace in the church at Corinth. Again, the letters to the Corinthians give us a sense of the kind of division of the Corinthian Christian community. Titus would serve the church as bishop of the Christian community in Crete. Let us pray. O God, who adorned Saints Timothy and Titus with apostolic virtues, grant through the intercession of them both that living justly and devoutly in this present age, we may merit to reach our heavenly homeland. Amen. Saints Timothy and Titus, pray for us.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Pope Benedict XVI, the Pope Emeritus of the Catholic Church, has corrected a statement concerning a 1980 meeting. Previously, the Pope Emeritus has said that he was not at a 1980 meeting in which an abusive priest was discussed, but he's now amended that statement. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has been directly implicated by a report on the handling of sexual abuse cases. The report concerns the Archdiocese of Munich-Freising, published on January 20th, 2022. The Pope Emeritus has announced that he wished to correct his initial position, according to a report in the German news agency KNA, on January 29th. Pope Emeritus was the head of the Archdiocese of Munich from 1977 to 1982. Contrary to his initial testimony, the 94-year-old acknowledges having participated in a meeting in 1980 during which the reception in the Archdiocese of a priest accused of pedophilia was discussed. He claims that his error in the deposition was the consequence of an oversight in an editorial processing of the statement. In his 82-page testimony, published as an appendix to the report, Pope Benedict XVI denied having participated in the meeting of January 15, 1980, as archbishop. The statement did not convince experts from the Munich law firm who prepared the report. They considered the Pope's statement not very credible. In his statement, Benedict XVI assures that his mistake was not due to a bad intention. He says he's very sorry and asks experts to excuse him.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
If you find yourself feeling unmotivated, a good read can awaken your intelligence and give you the spark you need to start fresh. What better book to turn to, though, than the best of all time, the Bible? We can learn a lot from its teachings. It contains texts that are inspiring and which shed new light on us and the reality that surrounds us. So I invite you today to reflect on these Bible quotes. They may be of great value to you, especially if you're feeling unmotivated. 1 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear and cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." Do you feel as if fear is becoming too much a part of your life lately? That you make decisions or stop doing things out of fear? Remember that you are in God's hands and you have the power of His Spirit. Matthew 11:28 reads, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." When you're full of worries or stressed out because of work, take a couple of minutes to express your feelings to God. He always listens and looks for ways to lighten your burdens. God is peace. Psalm 118 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." Sometimes we have so many distractions on our minds that we don't notice that the sun is out, that we are alive and breathing, that God loves us. Every morning is literally a new day, a new opportunity that our Father gives us to change, to improve, to solve our problems, to work to achieve what we want. Sometimes it's difficult, but always try to start the day with a happy heart. 1 Corinthians 14:33 reads, "God is not a God of disorder, but of peace." Sometimes it's hard to read or listen to world news and not feel overwhelmed or hopeless. At such times, it's good to ask God to fill our day with His peace and His serenity. This quote invites us to keep our focus on His greater plan. We're invited to remain calm, to not be distracted by those who want to pull us away from our true path. And finally, Ephesians 6:11 reminds us, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." God will never make us fight a battle unarmed.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.